Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
Yes, indeed. And Tuesday is here, the 19th of May. You're tuned into Radio Life and Style, coming to you loud and proud, live from the heart of Bolito. We're normally on a Tuesday, we'd be touching base with the world famous Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing for, I think, the world's only dedicated plumbing radio feature because it's a dynamic space. Lots happening. But today, not live from the heart of Bolito, live from the windswept Western Cape, where Barry is representing on the scene at, I believe, the Cape Town ICC, International Convention Center, for some very important plumbing-related mission. Mr. Chapman, can you hear me all the way on the other side of the country?
Hey, Marky, how's it going, man?
Hey, cool, bro. Good to connect with you on the wire, so to speak. And what are you doing in the Western Cape? What's happening over there?
Yeah, so, well, first off, quite sad not to be in studio with you and doing my thing, having some fun with you in the morning. So down here on the Western Cape at the Cape Town ICC at Inlet Africa. It's a energy conference and exhibition. Saving the world power by power, little bit by little bit. But a very important aspect of Inlet is Water Security Africa. Water security, without water, there's no life. And, I still say it every time. Water, the most valuable commodity in the world.
Yeah. We can't really emphasize that point enough. But as I understand 100%. It, you're wearing a couple of hats while you're over there. I mean, of course, you're soaking up all the presentations and keeping abreast of the latest developments in this space so that you're totally on the cutting edge of the new science, tech, and methods regarding water security and just maximizing this resource that we have. But you're also representing some very important technological innovations. Am I right?
Yes, yeah. So I'm here with a great company in South Africa called Musqueam Water. And
we've spoken about them before.
Yes, we have. So they, one of the big things they make is a wastewater treatment plant. And you think about wastewater treatment plants, your brain immediately goes to those big municipal thingies that sit on the side of the road and you see all the round stuff and all the brown stuff mixing inside them. These wastewater treatment plants are for residential, commercial applications, complexes, separate houses, those kind of things.
So your own private water treatment plant, basically.
Your own private water treatment plant, which gives you access to 100% of the water that comes out of it, recycled.
And your water bill just goes down.
100%. So it goes into flushing toilets. It goes into irrigation. It can go into ponds, those kind of things. So it goes through a biological process in the unit. And then it gets chlorinated and UV'd for a sterilization perspective. So the water is considered to be treated effluent water because it's still not 100% potable, but when I tell you the water comes out of the system clean, it's probably cleaner than some of the water that people get out of their taps.
Admit it, Barry. You've had a sip. Hey, you on a hot day, you've
I know. Well, you got to test the product, eh?
That's.
And then they also do grey water recycling. So if you don't want to go down the lines of doing the whole wastewater treatment plant, you can then get water from showers and baths and basins and those kind of things. And you can recycle that water to utilize that water in your irrigation and things like that.
Now, obviously, you're over at this big conference, there to showcase this technology, and you're involved with the main team. But obviously, when it comes to installing these things on the KZN North Coast, Chapman Plumbing is fully accredited and ready to rock and roll. Am I right?
100%. We've actually got a couple of systems up in our area already. one of the systems was a replacement of some other system that's on the market that didn't work properly.
Won't go into the details.
Yeah, the product is phenomenal. It's a game changer from a water security perspective, and just from a irrigation perspective, the water, you can actually irrigate your plants, your veggie gardens, your crops, whatever you've got, with confidence, and know that you're not worrying about the water meter going tick, 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 railing over.
It's such a win. And look, we'll have to chat more when you get back home and we get you in the studio. But I think that a lot of folks would be really surprised at the return on investment in terms of for a relatively small outlay of capital, the savings that you're going to be getting in the long term, ongoing, perpetually. It really makes sense on a math front.
100%. And the maintenance on the units, you know, people always go back to the maintenance. You go, the maintenance on the units is actually minimal. It's a 1 hour visit every 6 months just to check sludge levels and things like that. The lovely thing with this unit is it does recirculate the nitrogen rich sludge in the system.
Wow.
And it reactivates the entire bacteria biological decomposition process in the unit.
On its own?
So, yeah, and it denitrifies. One of the biggest things with this system is it has a denitrification process, which is a major, major issue for other systems on the market that discharges this so-called treated effluent water back into wetlands and things like that. This is so nitrogen-rich. That's when you end up with all those plumes of algae and all of those things that are not supposed to be around there, whereas this doesn't, because it's been through that denitrification process, and it's all biological.
Wow. So if you're looking for a really world-class eco solution to save bucks, save water, save the planet, and something that is going to be serving you indefinitely, this is something you should be checking out. Muskam, MASKAM. Did I spell that right?
That's it. That's it.
Chapman Plumbing, the proud agents and installers on our KZN coastline. Barry Chapman over in the Western Cape right now, spreading the word to the people from far and wide at this major gathering, major conference. And Barry, obviously, when you get back, we'll find out what